I kind of knew ahead of time that this was going to be what we were going to do, and I wanted to give as much time as I could for this. So I really only have a few verses that I just wanted to share just as some encouragement both to parents and the kids. So my verse that I picked for the day was the third epistle of John, and it's verse 4. And it says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth." And like, if anybody knows most of the history of John was, Jesus called him his most beloved disciple. The Son of God, of his 12 people that he picked, John was his favorite. But he says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." He had every reason to be joyful, but the one thing that brought him the most joy was knowing that his children knew Jesus. So I just, that has always been one of my favorite verses, and it speaks a lot about just how important it is for the future to be in our children and raising them up properly and doing that in a way that is not only God-fearing but God-honoring as well. So for the kids, I have a couple of verses for you guys. If you don't know these, you should probably learn them. Proverbs 19:20 says, "Listen to counsel and receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter years." And then to add to that, if we go to Ephesians 6:1-4, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth." And then just as an encouragement to parents, Proverbs 22, let me get there, training, testing me now. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." What you guys are doing now is important because it is shaping the future of your children. It's shaping the future of who they are going to grow up to be, and it shapes just how the church is going to grow as we progress in time. So I want that to just be an encouragement to you guys that I love seeing the kids being this excited about it. I want to share this time with them as much as you guys because I love seeing that happen. The only other thing I've got is I wanted to go ahead and order a couple copies. You guys did some questions about, you know, where in the Bible that says that and verses like that. If you guys don't have a copy of the Westminster Shorter Catechism, this has questions that are based solely on what we believe as Christians. It gives an answer, and then it gives Bible verses as to why that is. So if anybody wants any more of these, I have two copies with me now, but I am going to order a bunch more. So please find me in the future and get a copy of these. They're awesome. If you don't want to get one from me, there's one on Amazon that's illustrated and everything if you're like me and like pictures instead of just words. So I wanted this to be a time for the kids, and I wanted that to be... I don't want to get up here and talk too long because I really do. I just wanted it to be an encouragement to them and to you guys all that these guys are the future of this church, and we need to keep on them and keep raising them that way, because what we do and how we teach them, and it comes down to parents. Kids Club is great, but guys, it's up to the parents to make this stick and to model that throughout your life. So it's a daunting task to raise your kids and know that you're trying to raise them properly, but God wants that, and God-fearing children and God-loving children are an absolutely precious gift. So, again, if you want a copy of this, please come find me, and I'm just going to pray us out, and we've got one last song. So if you guys, while we're praying, if you guys can somewhat quietly make your way up here, I know that's going to be impossible, but you guys go ahead and, okay, you want to wait. Okay, Helen says wait. So we're going to pray, and then you guys can have, we're going to have one last song, and we will go about our day. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the children. We thank you for just the honor that it is to know that here we are raising them, and in raising them to do your work, we also are doing your work, Lord. So just be with us as we go through our lives and as we raise children and as we raise them up to just be servants of yours, Lord. We pray that we can continue to do that. We know it's not always easy. And we know that there are times that we are going to fail, and there are times that they are going to fail. So, Lord, just keep us all humble and keep us all on the correct path that just leads to you, Lord. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.